Well, gallery exhibits emerge on a daily basis around the parts, but this particular opening will showcase the efforts of long-suffering students, soon-to-be graduates of a visual communications degree. The upcoming showcase is entitled Design Needs Less Mercenaries and More Gorillas. The echoing statement that has encouraged our future designers to embrace a sense of social and political conscience. And arguably, there is no better tutor in the notions of avant-garde, no-logo design stylings than the internationally celebrated UK visionary, Jonathan Barmbrook. Boasting credits such as David Bowie album covers, this was not an average tutorial. He facilitated a series of workshops where undergraduates were last year encouraged to probe more deeply into the political and social meanings through seemingly one-dimensional graphic designs.
I'm Ashley Steele. Finally, I don't know, I feel like in uni we're not kind of really encouraged to think politically a lot, particularly with design, about these sort of issues and to be encouraged to kind of think politically.
And I'm Tegan Hendel, and we're both fourth year VizCom students or visual communication students at the University of Technology. I've had a chance to develop the way I think as a designer, not just the way I do. My approach was that I really appreciate designers like Jonathan Barnbrook in that they do have a voice, and he kind of has that ability to sort of send a message without necessarily being demoralising or rude, or he sort of just has that comment, that ability
to
comment.
Yeah, it's witty. It's very clever the way he uses a political agenda in his work.
Even beyond politically, just to think morally or ethically, as a person, Adbusters doesn't have to be negative, and I don't think that it needs to be aggressive. So it's not about design anarchy.
I think it's a lot about being aware of what message you're sending out, and you don't have to shout these messages from the rooftops. Often the most effective messages are quite subtle and are quite witty, and they're not these massive Make Poverty History banners. It's creating mindful design work. That's what I believe in.
I mean, this is a nice idea when you're at uni, but you're pitching a design brief. They're not going to want politics in a McDonald's ad, you know?
But if we can get this moral and ethical grounding while we're studying, then we can be more mindful in choosing the kind of jobs that we wish to take on when we become designers in the industry.
And that's something he's done a lot. I think he, you know, has probably made what some people would say would be those silly choices not to work with some of the bigger companies, but it was a choice that he made, you know, across the board, and it's kind of set him up with almost a bit of a niche market where people kind of understand. Basically, the way we worked with Jonathan was actually running through almost an Adbusters brief, working on a conceptual level of, you know, how we would approach working in Adbusters.
How did you do that?
Choose your company, go in, research it. Maybe some of these companies it's hard to find positive things about, but it was choose positive or negative spin, but just make some kind of comment through design.
And I think that for us was the direction to, you know, think about creating something that was, you know, beautiful, but could also have that sort of subversive message. We all selected different companies that we chose to work with that we potentially wanted to make a comment on the way they work. It's a hard thing. How do you stay away from, you know, big business? And it's not to say that it's a bad thing. And I think Jonathan's kind of key point was saying, you know, this is not bad, but it's about keeping them honest. That's what Adbusters really tries to do. Designers lose track of that.
So I guess the question begs to be asked, are you selling works at this exhibition?
Strangely, yes, which is funny, but I mean, I guess the idea is I don't think that it's particularly to be considered, you know, one of the evils to sell something. Selling something's not bad, but it's about, you know, being aware of what you're selling and being ethical when you sell it.
But if you're selling a message that is kind of inherent to the anti-sell, is there not a kind of deep-winded irony?
Yeah, we were thinking about, if we were going to sell, we wanted to sell for very cheap and very, like, affordable so students could come along and just take something home from the show.
We made some choices to kind of produce it in a really handmade, ethical, personal way and limit the print run and create something that we thought was actually quite special.
When you're really in control from the get-go to the final press, you can really embrace these ideas of autonomy, which can get mixed up with middlemen, I guess. So how significant was it for you to have that opportunity?
It just allowed us to be directly involved in all parts of the process. So that's also what we're talking about with ethical, mindful design. We took these posters and we took it to a, you know, old school offset printing press at the Big Fag Press, where we were actually able to physically put the paper in the machine, ink up the rollers ourselves, watch the, you know, press the button, watch the press run over these ink rolls inking up, and we can see the blanket moving across the press, and we can literally see our design being transformed into an actual physical thing, which is something, you know, designers often feel so separate from their work these days. You're not directly involved often in the output of the work, but the press allows you to be right there, yeah, watching everything and taking part in everything and actually physically print our work. So we were kind of there getting our hands dirty at all stages of the design process, which was great.
It's really lovely. I think, you know, this day and age, digital printing, it really takes you, it sets you apart from that. You know, as a designer, you sit and you press the button on the computer and it happens somewhere else, and then you get, you know, this nice delivery and there's your work. Mm. And it's kind of nice to actually have had that process and stepped through everything all together.
You literally embodied hot off the press. I mean,
yeah.
I think that really ran through for us, having that hands-on approach. You know, they talk about that kind of magic in a dark room where the photo kind of comes up out of nothing and it, you sort of go, oh, there it is. And it feels really good.
I would like to talk to you about this title, which is, talk me through it. Is that how you really feel like it's sort of at now? There's not really enough in your face.
Yeah, I think the title came out of like a brainstorming exercise with Barnbrook, and it was us developing our own kind of design manifesto. And yeah, that's what it was really. It was just, we all went home, we had to think about it. What do we want to say about design? What's our manifesto? And one of the students came up with, design needs less mercenaries and more guerrillas. I think that statement rings true for what we were working with, which is why we decided to name the exhibition that.
You know, when you first hear it, you sort of think, oh, wow, it's a bit full on. Really, when you break it down, I think it's more about saying, as designers, we encourage you to think for yourself, and as consumers, we encourage you to do the same. And I think it's that idea of, you know, don't just be a foot soldier, have your own frame of mind.
That there is the future voice of Australian graphic design. Final year students, Tegan Hendel and Ashley Steele. And if you'd like to find out all the details regarding this rather special sounding launch of Design Needs Less Mercenaries and More Guerrillas, go along to 4th Estate Radio. blogspot.com.